Chairman, just one quick comment. I know we've covered this territory over previous years. Your family's getting about $180 million a year in distributions. You've got more than $3 billion worth of stock ungeared, we discovered today. My question is, why does the family need to double dip to the extent of $35 million a year in salaries? I mean, you are the highest paid, well, probably excluding Macquarie Bank, you're the highest paid executive in the country. Why don't you do the James Packer and donate your services, given you're getting a big distribution flow? And
I've answered that question before.
The difference this year is we've all taken the 20% haircut on the stock this year, and I'm inviting you to maybe take a haircut as well on your salary.
Stephen, you think we haven't cut the same haircut? I've got a lot more than you did, but of course you have a lot more. So the haircut is equal. Let's put it that way. What you had last year and you have now, you have less of it. And it's equal to any shareholder how much I have. So let's take that off the agenda.
All right, well, okay? I'll be interested to see if there's any proxies against, because, I mean, I do...
Well, you will see the proxies.
It is excessive.
Put them up. What are you waiting for? Put them up. Well, it's coming on in a minute, but we can put them up.
$1.7 billion of stock voting against. I think there is a bit of a message in that.
Well, look, I have a principal issue with that. First of all, I don't believe Westfield shareholders need any charity from me, or from Stephen, or from Peter. We work very hard, we deliver the goods, we deliver the results, and I think we ought to get paid for that. I think what I do, and what some other members of the family, and beside that, you're lumping it as a family. I mean, they are individuals. They've got their own families, they work, they have their own houses, their own cars, or whatever. So don't lump the three people together.
It's okay.
So don't lump together. So my salary is not a small one. I mean, I admit that. But there are no options. There's no retirement benefits. There's nothing but what you see there. There's nothing hidden for my future retirement, which people are talking about it anyway. And I hope not to collect it in the very near future.
You're going to continue to struggle along on $16 million.
Yeah, exactly right.
All right, okay.
But I am a very charitable person, and I've had that for all my life. I learned it from my home, and I'm giving a lot of money away, including the $50 million, a lot more than the $50 million. So I believe in that policy, and I don't hoard it for myself. You know, we are very charitable. We take great pride and great care that we take part in community issues. I don't need to put an advertisement about what the Lowry family does individually and collectively, but I believe you do a work, you get paid for it. And there's nothing free in this world. I mean, I don't think that people will be looking for me to put my time in freely. And I think, you know, whatever is free sometimes is not worth more than free. So my principle is when you work for something, you ought to get paid for it. And what you do with that money, it's your own business. Well, in our case, I give that plus many, many, many millions of dollars more away. And that's my philosophy. It's nothing to do with the company. Thank you very much. Of course, I'd like to hear the applause. Who doesn't?